It's time to talk politics with Labour leader Andrew Little.
Yes, that's right. It is now time to talk to leader of the Labour Party, Andrew Little. Kia ora, Andrew. How are you going?
Kia ora. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Excellent. Right. So earlier this week, Labour unveiled the new families package, which aims to deliver more money to the pockets of low and middle income Kiwi families without unaffordable tax cuts for the well-off. Now, the layout of this package has been labelled complicated and it's caused a little bit of confusion. Can you kind of clear up any of this confusion and succinctly explain what this package entails?
Yeah, I don't know what's confusing about doing better on Working for Families. And actually, what we do is pretty much restore the Working for Families package to what it was before this national government changed it in 2010 and reduced spending on it and cut a lot of the benefits from it. So we pretty much get back to where things were and obviously have inflation adjusted thresholds. So this will help a lot more families with children. What we've also added in is the winter energy payment, because we know that a lot of households on fixed incomes, so super annuitants and beneficiaries, their household costs go up at winter time because of extra power bills. We don't want people turning off the heaters and not keeping warm during those months, so this is to help defray those extra expenses. And then the third element that kind of stands out is the best start payment. So that's for families with a new child. They'll get a $60 a week payment for the first year of that child's life. That payment then becomes highly targeted for the next 2 years. And that just comes from basic research that we've had about making sure that kids get the best start in those very early years of their life. This is about, particularly for households who are living below the poverty line, a bit of extra cash in the household budget to help meet those expenses for their children so that they are looked after. So that's pretty much it. The accommodation supplement, we haven't changed. We have reinstated the independent earner tax credit that this government's budget took out. That's what we've done. And then we haven't done anything on taxes, because we're saying that a tax package that puts $400 million into the pockets of the top 10% of income earners is totally unjustified at this particular point in time. We have different priorities. It's about having that money available for schools and hospitals and getting young people who are out of work, getting them into work and skills and training. Those are our priorities. So it's a package that reflects a set of choices and our priorities.
But I think the package has been a little bit tricky to grasp in terms of there being a lot of facts and a lot of statistics. Now, the release has also mentioned the reduction of child poverty while freeing up more than $2 billion over 4 years to contribute to investments in other priorities. Can you explain how the families package proposes to do this exactly?
Well, in terms of alleviating child poverty, obviously the extra money in the Working for Families side of it means that there are households and families who will get higher payments, because what we've done is we've increased the income you're on before things start abating, which, so that's better than what's in place at the moment. And then by doing that, we've also increased the number of households that get access to the Working for Families tax credit. So that will go a long way to alleviating hardship in many households. And then the other part is the best start payment. So that is any family with a new child, they will get that extra income into the household. That will lift some households above the poverty line. But it won't be the only answer to child poverty. It is a significant response to it. There's other things like lifting incomes, which we have a separate set of policies for. But I don't buy the argument that there's somehow some added complexity here. We've done a better job than the national government has. We've lifted the threshold. That means more people will get a benefit from the scheme than is the case at the moment. So that doesn't add complexity, it adds benefit. But that's all. In terms of the $2 billion over 4 years, that's money that we will use for to properly fund schools so they're not overcrowding the classrooms and not having to lay off teacher aides. It means that we can put more money into the health services, especially mental health services, so that people aren't going without the help and the care and the support that they need. That is a priority for Labor, making sure that those support systems are there.
Right. Now, Stephen Joyce has kind of hit out at this plan, calling it a convoluted spaghetti of entitlements and saying Labor's fleecing billions of dollars from New Zealanders. What have you kind of made of his comments?
Yeah, sadly predictable and pretty meaningless, but that's all they've got left. I mean, we've been very clear and actually very proud to say we're not going to be a party of tax cuts, at least not right now, because it just isn't justified. When you see what's happening in schools and in health and like even coming down to, you know, resourcing the police so that they can do the job of responding to burglaries and robberies and assaults, those things are a much bigger priority than tax cuts that only ever benefit the very wealthy. We're not the party that's going to do that. And for people who on lower income saying, gee, I'm going to miss out on my what I would get from a tax cut, actually the effect of those tax cuts on most middle income earners was pretty modest. And if we can put more money into health, that means that going to the doctor means you're paying lower top-up charges and you're not having to meet prescription charges, that's going to benefit a way lot more people than the kind of tax cut program that the government's put in place.